Welcome to Power Time. WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Sure is, Shorty.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
Idiots, because they choose to be Don and Mike.
Well, we know we've broken his spirit.
I think so.
But Matt the Pollock is still sitting in the pool of filth outside.
And he's grinning when we go out there. It depresses me a little bit. He still smiles when you look at him.
It's a sadder smile.
Yeah, I go out there and go, hey, how you doing? And he says, how are you guys doing the show without me?
And I walked in, the last words he said, you know what the worst part about this is? Not being able to hear the show. Well, you know, it's we'll continue to try,
Eddie Haskell. Yeah, I know.
All I can say, and I'm casting no aspersions here. I don't want to make anyone's dreams rise or deflate prematurely.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to be cutting out in May of next year, but I just want to say I got a feeling about Matt like we had about Rabe. And the thing about Matt is we have already tortured him in more inhumane ways than we ever tortured Rob.
More painful.
And I just get the feeling that he might be, nobody tell him this.
All right.
He might be, in the short term, a keeper.
I think so. He's established himself, and I was even thinking maybe just to, you know, not really to reward him, but since he's in that outfit and he's been in the pool for so long, just to maybe hand him the wireless microphone and let him just wave at his public out on the corner.
There you go again.
In his bikini.
There you go
always
again. Go ahead, Mr. Big Heart, if you'd like. Robbie? Yeah.
Go get him a wireless.
Let him stand by the side of the road.
Oh, he is? Okay.
Hey, Montgomery?
Montgomery, tell him you can free Matt.
Tell him he's got to go stand by the road now. Wave at people.
Right on the corner. As a matter of fact, how about does the wireless reach out to the island, Rob?
Yeah.
So he can say hi to both of you.
Put him in the middle of traffic.
Yes, on both sides.
Free,
nice little island.
You got to go stand on the corner.
No, not the corner.
Hey, Robbie, would you go out there?
In the middle of Rockville Pike, yes.
Go coordinate that, and we'll check in a second.
I just thought it would be sweet.
That's a big
and kind
major highway.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've done a lot of stuff outside today. We drove the car to go buy the lobster, went out and pelted him with all the stuff. And, you know, we've humbled a lot of interns, and a lot of them have taken it like Joe Rockhead.
Right.
He just takes it and takes it and takes it.
Yes.
Then you got a guy like Nick Joe who took it and took it and took it.
Right.
Rob would take it to a certain extent.
Right.
But Rob had the soft side.
Right.
This guy, Matt, in him, what I'm seeing
is
an attitude that says he's a guy who possibly, at some point, maybe could fill the role like someone who eats poop on the show.
So he's got that to look forward to. Hey, he's dedicated. That's what you're saying. He's dedicated.
He could be the utility player.
Yes, uh-huh. Yes.
What I'm saying is,
he's a good bench player. He is really, right now, he's a good bench player. And, you know, occasionally your bench player gets your start. It happens occasionally.
And let's face it. Look at Rob. Even though we run the big lummox down all the time, and he certainly cannot produce this radio show to save his life.
Right.
We love him. He's talented on the air.
Yes, yes.
But Rob reached a certain point where Rob said, I like being on the radio, but I don't want to put on a bra and panties and go out in traffic.
No, that's where he drew the line, and he finally, and because he had done his good service and he'd earned his stripes, he made his way into the studio.
But you know what I see now?
What?
I see a guy who maybe he's going to light a spark under Rob.
Absolutely.
Because, Rob, I got news for you. I see the next Rob Spiewak outside of that.
Listen
pool.
To that.
Yeah,
that's
another one.
Yeah.
What an endorsement. You know, and I think after two lengthy torture sessions, I think that is why. That is why, because he has taken it, and he has taken it with an unwavering good attitude.
I really think if we asked him to sit out there all night, he would do it.
It's a good idea.
Appears to be the case.
And a little hypothermia, that'll break his spirit.
And Rob is my buddy, but I can't imagine if we ordered Matt to do something that he would call his mom first.
No.
And have his mom say no.
Absolutely not.
Remember?
And I see for Matt the Pole, I see a lot of road trips for Matt in the future.
That's like the only blemish, really, in Rob's beautiful career as our jester is when we wanted him 10 years ago to see how many Reese's peanut butter cups he could eat in one sitting.
Right.
His mom called and said, please don't do that.
Sharon did not want him to do that. And, you know, as I was saying before, I could I could really see him going out and about. I see him at the Bay Bridge occasionally. I see him at the, you know, at different functions that are happening in the afternoon where we can just put him there to say inappropriate things.
Lighting of the Christmas tree.
Yes.
Labor Day.
Easter egg roll.
All of our major holidays.
Just, you know, he'll bring it to the table.
Mike, we finally got someone to wear our New Year's baby diaper.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Fantastic. and say all those wonderful things that you write down for him to say.
But now, hold on. We must keep this between us.
Yes.
He must never know this.
No, I don't want him to get happy.
No. He can never know this. No one listening can ever tell him this.
Right. Yeah. Do not let the intern get happy.
It'll affect him. You can't do that. Don't tell him, please.
See what he's doing right now.
Is he getting out of the kiddie pool and making his way out to the center of Rocco Pike?
Hey, Don, I decided that he should stay in the pool for one more moment because Mike the Hanukkah guy brought some matzo balls to pour on him.
All right.
What else did you bring? Borscht? Oh, and it's all kosher. And horseradish. Ooh, that's spicy stuff.
Well, with Mike the Hanukkah guy, say mazel tov for us. Okay?
Okay, mazel tov, Michael. And sit down and take your medicine, son.
Oh, I think we should say a prayer before we dump this in here.
That's another Jewish joke. Now, he's used that joke twice today, but that's okay. We'll let him slide on. He's doing a little of the Yiddish. That's great. Hey, Rob, tell Matt more Yiddish.
More of that singing. Is that called davening?
Yes.
Are you jealous, Rob?
Davening. Yeah, I wish I knew Yiddish.
As you look at him at that pool, do you see a young Rob Spivak, and do you see what could have been for you?
Shalom.
Not in that outfit.
Hey, I want him to do the Jewish singing again, Rob.
Shabbat, shalom.
Oh, no, not that.
I want to take this dog home.
Yeah.
I'll adopt
Beautiful
him.
Thing. Thank
You're
you,
infatuated.
Send Indeed. Him out by the road now,
Come
Robbie.
On, let's go by the road. Let's say hi to some of your friends.
Right.
Middle of Rockville Pike.
There he is. Now get him all the way on the median, Rob. And while they're making that walk, Buzz, what do you got in the news tonight?
Well, I'm sorry Rob's outside to miss this because our lead story tonight is a new report from scientists that says all of mankind originated from one specific location in Africa.
Oh, he's not.
What
gonna,
makes a Nazi?
He's not going to be happy.
How does he get that way?
I'm glad he's outside.
Out of Africa. That kills once and for all the multiple origins theory that mankind started in several places.
Don't never, ever trust Whitey.
British researchers say they've finally, completely put that theory to rest. Comparing the DNA of thousands of skulls, Cambridge researchers have determined that we all started in the sub-Saharan region of Africa 50,000 years ago.
It's my skull.
I'm so wasted.
They say our skulls got smaller and changed shape as we began to migrate out of Africa.
So when they get the DNA out of those skulls, do they take the little cotton swab like on CSI and like swab the inside of the cheekbone?
I'm sure they use the gloves and all the same precautions, a lot of the same equipment.
Are you old enough to remember that when you say, hey, that girl gives skull?
Skull.
Yeah. It was like instead of saying head.
Yes. I will skull you.
I remember.
Brother.
She gives skull. Hold on, Buzz.
Yes.
Oh.
Hello?
La, la, la.
What's happening? Hello?
We haven't gotten across the street yet because of the traffic, but he's greeting his fans. And Buzz?
Yes?
Put down that crack pipe.
Oh, it's about the story, is it?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
What makes a Nazi? How does he get that way?
What was that incredible
Hello.
Response? Is he getting a good response out there, Rob?
He's gaining a lot of acknowledgement.
Now, he is in the median
Thank
strip.
You, Mark Emery.
He's in the median strip
What's
of a four-lane highway, right?
He is indeed.
Yeah.
He is actually, we've not made to the median strip yet because of the traffic, but we will cross in a moment. We are right by Rockville Pike right now.
How is the crowd receiving him in his bikini, in his pink bikini?
You know what? The people in the cars are very pleased to see him. The pedestrians are giving him a wide berth.
He's stained with splotches of food. And
yeah, it looked like he had a rash. He had beet juice on.
Hey, why don't you give me a friggin' Akobis?
What was that?
Friggin'.
I believe that was Matt still doing shtick.
What was the word after friggin'?
Honk.
He said, give me a friggin' honk.
Oh,
you want a horn to honk at him?
Couldn't understand.
From a...
The beet juice that somebody had poured on him resembled a rash. I was very disappointed when he said it was beet juice. I thought he had a real nasty rash from the hot sauce.
I would bet that tomorrow, I bet that the CBS Legal Eagles never considered all the stuff that our listeners brought by.
They tried.
I bet tomorrow he does have some type of creeping crud.
I think perhaps there is a chance that when he wakes up in the morning, due to the chemical reaction of all of the different foodstuffs, that down there, his nether regions, that which hangs down below him, might just slough off.
Lemon juice.
Wouldn't that be wouldn't that be special?
Could happen. Very corrosive.
I heard Joe in the back laughing, and nobody would be
Joe.
Nobody would be happier than Joe Ardinger with
the
that.
The only thing that would make Joe happier would be if the sports junkies were in that baby pool. I swear to God, Joe, you are so happy that that he's out of that pool, aren't you?
Well, sure.
It's the intern.
It's the intern. Nobody gets greater joy, and I enjoy that joy.
Yeah, I
truly do.
All right, here's a who would you do. Who would you get more joy from seeing in that pool, Matt the intern or any one of the junkies?
Oh, I think the junkies get a pass this time.
Oh,
they're not interns.
Okay, all right. So all the hatred is directed at Matt. That's clearly good. That's what a good thing.
What if it was just JP?
I don't have a problem with JP. I think if we were going to go amongst the junkies, it would have to be EB.
Eric Bickle in the kiddie pool.
Oh, ouch.
Eric Bickle in the kiddie pool.
Wild card.
Well, wow. We don't need to start a radio war. They're well aware of how I feel about them.
Oh, we love them.
I'm aware
we
of
We love them. Yeah. They're, you know, fine. We're fine with those guys.
We love them.
I know why they hate you. They hate you because we stole you from them. They're so jealous that you're That's so it. Scary talented. We stole you from them.
Yeah, baby.
Because I used to love you. Every night at 7 o'clock getting in my car and hearing them yell at you about whatever song you picked out.
Right.
I said, we got to get that guy. That guy, he's a hidden gem.
An up-and-comer.
You were
that's
right.
A diamond in the rough.
All right, now, is he in the middle of Rockville Pike? Because that's where I wanted him.
Definitely.
We are on the median strip. And, Joe, now it's your turn to put down the crack pipe. When you say you don't want to see a sports junkie in that pool.
All right, now how's he being received out there, Rob?
Very well. Lots of smiles, lots of honks.
Feels like a neighborhood superstar.
I don't hear him doing nothing.
No.
Yeah, I want him to wave and say shalom to everybody going by.
Davin real loud.
Davin? Who's Davin?
Jesus, I'm more Jewish than him. Sing in your Yiddish. Come on, you were doing it in the pool not a moment ago.
Of songs here.
Yeah, do the same one that he did at the beginning.
He's not that
Baruch
Jewish.
Baruch atah Adonai. Eloheinu melech haolam.
You got to remember, he's in a two-piece, and he's been soaking in a tub of filth all day.
Mm-hmm. And he smells really bad.
And he's singing bar mitzvah songs.
And all of this because he could not deliver us a single goddamn Reese's peanut butter cup yesterday.
It's been a good day.
Oh, dreidel, 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 I made you out of clay. And when you're dry and ready, oh, dreidel, I shall play.
You know...
But,
and some people stare, but a lot of drivers just catch a glance and then lock their eyes forward away from him.
Well, the other people we're bringing them joy today,
it's okay,
Rob.
It's okay to stare, baby. It don't cost a thing.
He's still got his energy. Change, does he?
All right, Buzz, hold on a second. We'll come back. We'll do a full segment. All Buzz, no stinky interns. Be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.